Okay, everybody. No other check-ins. We will get started. KC8SDL Rob was in and out, and that puts at the top KE8AZN. Good evening, Greg.
Well, this is KE8AZN, and well, good evening to you, Dave, and always good to hear from you guys there at Saginaw. You know, at some point I got to join the group. I don't know what kind of money I got to send into you there and how all that works, but maybe at some point I can hobble over to a website or something like that and sign on up. So you guys have been nothing but very, very great hosts there for me. Anyway, so not much here going on this evening. I don't see much snow happening here up in Beaverton. We do have, probably about 8 inches or so on the ground, if not 10 inches. So it is 19 degrees, supposedly. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to you, Dave, and this is KE8AZN.
Greg, in regards to your joining the club, I guess we'd more than likely love to have you. And if you go on the internet and check out our website, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, there is a lot of information on that, you know, a monthly newsletter and what you need to do to join. And maybe Ron can tell a little more on that when he comes on. Next up, N8ERL, Dave, standby KD8PAZ Mini. Good evening, David.
And good evening to you, David. Well, I'm not sure we got all the snow we were supposed to. Looks like we're going to have some wind coming up, so that could be make for some tough driving conditions, no doubt about that. So I'm just curious if anybody knows what they might have got at their local home. I did kind of want to mention there's some contests coming up. I think it's February 22nd, the North American QSO Party RITI starts up. And that's a very good contest, very easy to run. Some of you folks, if you haven't tried yet, RITI yet, that would be a very good one to work. And then March 1st, the ARRL International DX Sign Band Contest is coming up. This weekend was the CW contest, and boy, there was a lot of music on the bands and the CW bands. It sounded like the bands were pretty good, and it sounded like a lot of traffic. And I'm sure W8DW, hopefully you got a chance to run that. Probably have some comments on that. So, David, back to you and ADRL.
Thanks, Dave, for the info. We did have a crust of freezing drizzle, and then we got dumped about another 4 to 5 inches of snow. So we probably have on the ground right now about 10 inches. And I actually had to get Big Bertha out, which is a huge snowblower, to clean some of the highway debris off my driveway. Up next, KD8PAZ Mini and standby KC8VOA Rick. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KD8PCQ. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good group in here tonight. Haven't been doing too much. I finished the one puzzle on Thursday night and put that on Facebook. So, but I haven't done any more lately. So anyway, and then today my grandson, he pulled in my driveway and got stuck. So it took us about an hour and a half to get him out of there. Him and I tried to get it out, and then two neighbor guys come over and helped us. We finally got it out. But other than that, I've been staying inside, staying warm. I probably got about 8 inches here, so this is KD8PAZ back to KD8PCQ.
how many, you got to get that driveway cleaned out. Getting stuck is not fun. KC8VOA Rick, and standby N8KPR Bob. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody in the net. Hopefully everybody's staying healthy. I wasn't my best week this last week. I come down with the flu last Monday night, and pretty much have been dealing with the flu most of the week. I'm still not quite 100% yet, but I'm on the mend. And I did get out and do a little scraping in the driveway, getting some fresh air to help out a little bit. And people mentioned freezing rain, and yes, when I got down below underneath that snow, it was wet. And you didn't get scraped off right away, it was going to freeze down. So I got after that a little bit and so forth. So it's not 100% cleaned up out there. I have to get some more of it cleaned up. I get trash day tomorrow. Trash and recyclables there, Ron. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control. KC8VOA over to KE8PCQ.
Well, sorry to hear about that flu. A and B is going around, and it's pretty prevalent. N8KPR, Bob, and standby. W8DW. Good evening, Bob.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody else on the net. Now, a whole lot going on here. My daughter and granddaughter come in from Cleveland Friday night, and they're leaving tomorrow, which is a good thing. It's not supposed to be snowing tomorrow, so at least that's a good thing for them. We told them, you know, says if it's, you know, if you can stay till Monday, then, you know, come, but if not, don't worry about it. You know, it's they'll put all the snow over the weekend. I don't want you driving in that stuff. So they should have it okay drive home tomorrow. Yeah, I have about 10 inches on the ground, but I started out with about 3 or 4. I can't remember exactly. I think it's maybe around 4. So we probably got about another 6 inches or so total over the weekend. I think I had a snow blower out 3 times just because I didn't. The wife was in and out of the driveway. They were going shopping and whatnot. And I'm like, you know, let me get the snow off the driveway so you don't keep packing it down, you know. So I had to go out a few times to get rid of it that way. But other than that, just snow removal and playing games with the granddaughter. So back to net control, NAKPR.